Malamed Shem Shamshoi, that's the Shamshoi Rashi says that the Sefer HaMelech, the king's Sefer, was the son of Yisrael, he hated Klal Yisrael, and Moshik, he kept on erasing it. When it said in that history that Mordechai saved the king, so this Shamshai, the king's Sefer, was erasing it. The Gavriel Kesev, and Malach Gavriel came back and kept on writing it over again. That's why it says Lashon of Kesev, that the Malach was writing it. So to say that all the things that happened by Ahasuerus, by Purim, was Klo Nisan Gluyim, like everything was Gvaltika Nisan, even though it doesn't say this all in the Megillah. That everything here, Mamash, was a Ness. Shamshoi himself, Mamash, he was there erasing what it said, and the Malach Gavriel came down and wrote it over again. No, you should know, Mordechai saved you. Amar Rav Yasi, Dorash Reb Shila Ish Kfar Tamrosam, Umak Kosav Shilamato. What does it say on the bottom of that? Shilashchusim Shay Yisrael. Umak Sav Shilamato. Madach Ksav that's written on this world. Shilashchusim Shay Yisrael. And the Nimchak, if some was written good that Klal Yisrael did, it's not erased. Is Ksav Shilamala, something that Hashem writes down in Shemayim, Lekoshkin, for sure it's not forgotten. In other words, Hashem in Shemayim for sure remembers every little good that we do. And then it said there, Le'nasi my daughter, we didn't do anything back to Mordechai, even though he saved the king from being killed. On our level, Le'mifnei Sh'evim is Mordechai, wasn't the pshat that they loved Mordechai, but they should say him as Haman, because they hated Haman. That's what was going on now. That's why, like, they read this and they did this, because they hated Haman. Heichinlei, so then it says that who was outside the chatzar? Haman was outside coming into the king, that he already prepared the tree that he wanted to hang Mordechai on. That is Heichinlei, Pashlim means he prepared the tree for Mordechai. Tana, Loi Heichin, he prepared it for himself. Like at the end was, Haman himself was killed on that tree. For Yosef came to Mordechai. So when Haman told the king, what you want to do to a great person is lead him in the streets and let him cream talk to Yaslish. So the Melech said, go right away, do it to Mordechai. The Yosef came to Mordechai, the king, after service, told Haman, do it to Mordechai. Omalei, so Haman answered back, Manu Mordechai, who's this Mordechai? Omalei Hayehudi, the pasuk said that after service, told him Mordechai Hayehudi. Omalei, so Haman still said back, Tuba Mordechai Yika, Biyudoi, there are a lot of Jewish Mordechais. Omalei Hayeshe B'Shar HaMelech, no, the special one that's Yeshe B'Shar HaMelech. Omalei, Sagilei, him, you want me to give him respect? Sagilei B'Chad Iskutor, he's enough to go to one small village. Inami B'Chad Nhorah, I'll take Mordechai to one small river and can I say something good to him there. But I should take him all over all the Medinas. Is Omalei, so the king said back to him, no, Honami Havlei, do this also true? Go to a river and go to a small village of Al-Papel, Dove, Mikolash, Dibarta. But he can't stop from anything that I told you. To go to every single Medina and yell out, Koch Yasalish. Vayika Haman as Salvush, of Haman was forced, he had to take the special clothing, the big day malchus of the king, Vyasasus, and special, the king's horse he took, is Ozel Ashkechei the Yasir Rabbanikamei. So Haman went to find Mordechai, he had to give him covered, so he found Mordechai sitting with the Rabbanin. Umachavulei Hilchas Kemitza. Mordechai was teaching them Hilchas Kemitza the Rabbanin. And Rashi says that was the 16th day of Nisan. That was the day when usually they bring the Korban Oimer. So he was teaching them Hilchas Korban Oimer, how to make the Kemitzon for the Korban Oimer. His Kiva Lechazaya Mordechai Diyatul Lechabei, when Mordechai saw that Haman was coming to him, the Susia Meyuchad Biyodin, and he had the special horse, holding the special horse, is Mirsus, he got afraid, Mordechai was afraid. Oma Luhud Rabbanon, so Mordechai told the Rabbanon around him, Hayri Shoy Levikle Navshoy Koyosi, this bad, this Russian has coming to kill me. Zilu Mekamei, all you Rabbanon go away. Diloy Tichvu Bekachalta, you shouldn't be burned up for his coals. In other words, you don't get into trouble. I know he's coming to kill me, so I call upon him, you should be saved, you run away. What did Mordechai do? He didn't pull out his gun, he didn't do anything, he didn't even run away, Mordechai. Biyushosa Nisatif Mordechai. Mordechai put a talus on, wrapped himself around, the Kol he saw Haman, he thought Haman was coming to kill him. The first thing he did was he davened. He started to daven right away. Is also Haman, Haman came. Just not Merodic. Mordechai thought that Haman's coming to kill him, so he was davening to Hashem that he should be saved. And Haman, Mamash came, he was still davening, he didn't stop davening. The Yosef like Kamayu, Haman, what can Haman do? He saw him davening, he had to wait a while. So Haman sat down in front of him. The Eurich, and he waited out the Solik Mordechai Fusa until Mordechai finished davening. is Omelu. So when Mordechai finished davening, Haman asked him, "Pamayas Kisa, what were you oisik? What were you doing before I came?" Omulei. So Mordechai told him, "Tabezman shebeishem mikdashkayim mandem anadim mincha maisi. Whoever brings a mincha, whoever wants to, when you had a beishem mikdash, you want to bring a mincha, you can bring a mincha. Is molei kumsa the sultan? We take a handful of the surlus the kohen makes a kemitza, or mischapelin that forgives us." So that's why I was teaching. That's why I was teaching the rabbanim. Is omelu? So Haman said back to him. Also, mole kumsa kimcha detchul. You should know your handful of this flour, the silkas kemitza came. V'dochi asora alfe kikri kaspo didi and pushed away my 10,000 kikrim that I gave to Achashverosh like we had before. He wanted to pay Achashverosh to kill out Klai Yisrael. Like Haman saw already, he's not going to win so fast. So he says, your hilchos kemitza pushed away my 10,000 kikri kaspo. The Tosfos says here, Shemati shasor alfe kikri kesef olim chatzi shekel l'chol echem Yisrael. Sho yoshei shmeyos elef. That if you take a chatzi shekel of every all the klai Yisrael that was there, at 600,000, you get this aseros alfe kikri kaspo. That's what we had before. It was chus to klai Yisrael gave the machsa shekel that outwon Haman's 10,000 shkolim that he wanted to give to the king. And here it says, Machmas de Hilchas Kemitza is Omalei. So Mordechai answered back to him, Rosha, Evet, you big Rosha, Evet, Shekhanah Nechosim, Evet, Lemi, Nechosim, Lemi, an Evet, a slave that bought Nechosim, who does it belong to? It belongs to the master, and Nechosim belongs to the master. So if to say, you Haman, you were a slave before, like you're nobody, don't feel so bad, like you deserve it. Omalei, so I call upon him, Haman told Mordechai now, Kum, get up, Levush, Hani Mani, put on these clothing, or Rechayv Hasusi, and I'll put you on top of the sus, and we'll be Mekayim what the king said, I have to give you respect. Dibor Lechamach, the king wants you to have respect now. Omalei, the first Mordechai answered back, Lo Yechona, I can't. Adelina Levei Bani, I have to first take a bath. I look dirty, I was fasting in sacks, I was wearing sacks, Baruch Hashem. Now to go on the king's horse, I have to first take a bath. The Yashkul Mazayah, I have to cut my beard also, I have to cut my hair, I have to take a haircut. The lavu chayo lishdamushay b'mani d'malko hochi. It's not nice. I put on the king's clothing. Look at who I am. Is what happened was Shodru Esther yastatinu lekule bebani. Esther sent along a message that day all the barbers and all the bears were closed up. Ulekule yumli. That all the barbers, all the bath houses were closed up that day. So the kids said, what could Haman do? Haman has to take Mordechai, and Mordechai has to take a bath, and he can't find the bath house. Is ailu iyo levei bani v'yaschei. So Haman himself had to take Mordechai home to his own bath, and I give him a bath. For Yosef, he had to take out his own scissors from his own house. Because Shokeh Bei Mizayu, and Haman himself had to give Achashverosh, had to give Mordechai his own haircut. His Bahadeh to Koshokulei, when he was taken, when he was doing these things, is Ingid, V'yisnech, Avashayz, Haman started to cry, felt so bad, Haman. Is Omalei, so Mordechai asked him, Am I Komastanchas, what are you crying, what's so bad? Omalei, so I just Gavro, the heavy Choshev, El Malkum, Mikulei, Rav Nuhu, that me, the great Haman that was so great to the king, Hashtel, Shav Yablani, V'sefer, V'sefer, now I became a bath man, I became a barber. Is Omalei, so Mordechai says back to him, Rosho, you big Rosho, V'lav, Sofer, Shokfar, Katsoim, Hoyis, before you became a big shot, you were also a barber, that was your job was. You used to be a barber in this town, Kfar Katsoim. And Tana was learned, Homin Sapir Shokfar Katsoim Hoya. The big Homin was a big barber in Kfar Katsoim for 22 years. Eskur Shtayim Shona. That was his big background. He was a barber for 22 years. Bosa de Shaklinu Mzayu, after finally Homin Vaisers gave him a perfect haircut, 22 years experience. Lev Shinu Lamani, then he put on his big clothing also. Is Omalei, Sakvarachav, okay, now get up on top of the horse and I'll start taking you. Omalei, Mordechai told him, Lo Yechonu, I can't get up on the horse myself. The Kokash, I'm very weak. The Kokash Shiloi, Mimetanisa, I was fasting the last 2 days. I don't have strength to get up. Is Gochin, so Haman had to bend down his soul, okay, Mordechai stepped on top of him and got himself on top of the horse. Is Kisolak, when Mordechai was going up, Boyet Bey, he gave a kick in the pants to Haman. Is Omalei, so Haman said back to him, is that nice to kick me? Like Silchot, doesn't it say, been a furlough of Echatismach, when the enemy falls down, you're not supposed to be happy. Like, good, I'm falling down now, but you're not supposed to be happy. So what are you kicking me for? Omalei, Mordechai said back to him, Hani, mean to be Yisrael, that's only when a Jew falls down. Abba, but it's cool by you, you big Russia. Ksiv, Yatra, Abba, Masayno, Tidrich. Upon you we'll step. We're allowed to step upon you. So Kitzur Vayikru Lefonov, so Homan screamed out and said, Kocha Yasalish Asher HaMelech Chofetz Bikorei. That it is what the king wants to give respect. He have a knocket for Yozul, the Shvilu Dibay Homan, when they're walking along the street that Homan lived, they finally passed by Homan's house. His Chazisei Bratein. So Homan's daughter saw what's going on, the Kaimi Yigra, she was on top of the roof. Isavra, she of course thought, Haman's daughter, hide the Roch of Avu, the one that's riding on top of the horse is my father Haman. Vai the Masti Kanei Mordechai, and who's leading him? Stama Mordechai Yehudi. So what does she do? Shokla Tisa the Beis Akisa, she took the bowl from the bathroom, Vishadisi Areshe the Abba, and she threw it on top of the guy that's leading the horse, on top of Haman's head. She threw all the junk from the bathroom. Is Dal Yene, so Haman saw that, hit him on the head, he picked up his eyes to see what was doing there. The Chazis Liaba. So remember, she saw was the father, that she threw all the junk on top of her father. Is Nafla Meigra, so she committed suicide, she jumped off the roof. Nafla Meigra Liaria. Umaisin, she died. Vayinu v'chsid, that's what the Pasuk soon says, we'll soon see. The first it says at the beginning of the Pasuk is, Vayeshev Mordechai al Shar HaMelech, he went back, Mordechai came back to the gate of the king, that means, Omar Rav Sheshes, Sheshov L'Sakot HaNisai. He went back to fasting and still davening back to Hashem. That Mordechai came out throughout the whole nest, was namish davening to Hashem. It wasn't stam a nest that pushed, it was aus nisim in Hashemayim, only because Mordechai Kefeid was davening to Hashem. But at the end of the post says, well, Haman nitchaf al beisoy, Haman was like shtuk to push back to his house. Ovel v'chafui rosh. Here's the pshat. He was in Ovel. What was in Ovel? And chafui rosh, he had a dirty head. His head was covered. Ovel abito. He became an Ovel now because his daughter committed suicide. V'chafui rosh, he had a cover on his head. Al shiroloi, he had a cover of garbage on top of his head. Because his daughter put some garbage on his head. That's from the post. Ovel v'chafui rosh. He was in Ovel and he had a head cover. By a sapper, Haman is there as Ishtar. So Haman told his wife, Ulechol Ayav of all his friends. Korolei Ayav was first to call him his friends, but Korolei Chachom, then he calls him Chachom, the wise men. Omer Rav Yechon, Nikolai Medavah Chachom, Afilu Vimas Oilam, Nikra Chachom. Whoever says a wise thing, even by the Goyim, he's called a Chachom. So therefore, at the end, his friends, even though they weren't so wise, but since they finally said a wise thing, they were called a Chachom. In Mizera, what they say back, in Mizera Yehuda Mordechai, if Yehuda, if Mordechai is a Jew, stay away from him. Omer Lele said like this, if he would have been from a different Shevet, I can understand maybe you'll be able to win over him. If it's one of these Shvatim, which was from Yehuda ben Yamin, so you can't get to him. Yehuda by Yehuda Yechsevet says, your hand will always be down the back of the enemy. You'll always win over your enemies. And in the other ones, it says, they have tremendous strength that you won't be able to win over them. You're for sure going to fall down in front of them. What does it say two times? What's the two times you're going to fall down? Klai Yisrael is doima to dirt and doima to kachavim. It means like this. When they do bad, Hashem gives them punishment, they go down, tackle to the dirt. When they have the upper hand, they go up to Chachavim. So now it looks like they're having the upper hand. That's what his friends told Haman. Be careful, like Mordechai looks like they have the upper hand now. That right away, as soon as he got this advice, another mess happened. If Haman would have waited a few minutes, maybe he would have thought it over, and himself he would have decided to change his mind, not to kill out Mordechai. But he didn't have a time to think about it. Right away, the Melech king, the Melech messengers came in, they fatum with him, they got him nervous. Like he had to go, he didn't have time to think it over yet. They brought him Taka Fatumut. He was still having a dilemma. Should I still fight Mordechai? Should I not fight Mordechai? My Ahav and my Kerem are telling me I should stop already. He had a dilemma. But before he could change his mind, the messengers came and pulled him in. Kinim Chano and Kinim so they pulled him back to the party with Achashverosh and Esther. So by the party, finally Esther said, Kinim Chano and Ibiyami, I was sold me and my nation. Kienat Sor Shogun Venezuel Kamelech. That it's not worth it for the king to save my nation. Omruloi. Tsar there, this Tsar, this Rosh Haman, and the Shav of Nezek Shemelech. He's not worth it that the king should have so much aggravation. Ikni Beit Bavashti, Haman was jealous about Vashti the Kotlo. He had Vashti killed. He was the one that gave the Yetzer then to have Vashti killed. Hashti Ikni Beit Didi, and now Haman again is jealous against me. Oh, Miboyle Mikdali, he wants to kill me. Now is the first time that Esther told Achashverosh, I'm a Jew, and I'm the cloud that's deserved to be killed, that Haman is jealous, he wants to kill me also. There's two times that Nela said, and he said to Esther. It's the same king talking twice. So why does it say Loshana Bayoma Bayoma two times Achashverosh spoke? First, Achashverosh didn't give that much respect to Esther. It was through a Turgman. He had an interpreter to talk to Esther. When Esther told her now that she's a Jew, and she's a descendant from Beis Shol, like she's from a Malchus, a royal family, is Vayayimel Esther Malchum. Now, Achashverosh spoke directly to Esther. He saw she's from a royal family also, so now he spoke to her directly. And by Tamer Esther, Esther said to the king, you should know, is Tsar vi oyev Haman harazeh, that this bad man Haman, he's the one who wants to kill us. Really, Esther's hands was pointing towards Achashverosh. When she said this bad man, really wasn't Achashverosh also, like we had before. Achashverosh was also a big Russian. He was also happy to kill out the Jews. So really, she was pointing towards Achashverosh, as if to say, you're also a big Russian. And that would have ruined everything then, because then Achashverosh wouldn't have killed Haman if you're against me also. A Malach came in Ashmayim to sort the Yodakapi Haman and turned the hand, don't point towards Achashverosh, but the Malach turned the hand to point towards Haman. So Mela, now the king said, okay, you're against Haman, I'll help you out, let's go kill Haman now. Melech got up with an anger when he heard that the Haman, and Esther said that Haman is jealous, and he wants to kill her also. And then it says, Melech shov miginosei. Then the king went down to sit in his garden. What he do in his garden is have Melech shov miginosei is miginas habesim. He went into his garden. Makish shivul kima. We have a hekesh sitting down and getting up. Ma kima b'chema, just so when he got up from the party, he was boiling mad that he heard that Haman wants to kill his wife. Is af sheva b'chema, the same thing when he sat down in the garden, he also got full of anger. What happened in the garden? Is the ozal v'ashkach l'malchi ha-shorish, the yidmulei k'gavrin, v'ka'akri l'ilonei, the bustini. The king finally sat down in his garden, and all of a sudden he sees people there knocking down his beautiful trees. He has $100,000 palm trees there, and he sees people, which really the Malachi Asharis nothingness. The Malachi Asharis came down and looked like people, and had their hatchets, and were knocking down his beautiful garden. The Omalu, Mayavdaichu, so Achashverosh told his people, what are you doing here, destroying my beautiful garden? Omalu, and he told him, the Pagdin and Haman. Haman told us to do this. We got hired by Haman to knock down your garden. So man, the king got again boiling mad. So kids, so the king was boiling mad inside, and when he went outside again, he was boiling mad. It's also Levesis that the king came back inside again. Let's see what he was doing inside again. For Haman, Neifel al-Mito, Haman was falling down on the bed. He was tripping. So the Gemara, Neifel, he's tripping. Nofel mi-boli, he fell down before. What's up, is he tripping now? Amor Ablozer, Melamed, Shabur, Malach, Ve'pilu alei. The Malach came in and kept on pushing Haman down. Haman tried to get up. The king came in, it's not nice, get up. The Malach was there pushing Haman down. He couldn't get up. Yeah, the people were like, Oma Vemi Dase Vemi Bruy. Omar said, Oiva outside, Oiva inside. What is this guy doing to me? So I hear my Malach, Hagam Lichvash Yesamal Kimi Babayas. Because the night should go into the queen when I'm in the house. But Yerma Chavona, so Chavona came up and spoke. Omar Rabbalazim, Av Chavona Rosha Boy Say Tzahoya. At the beginning, Chavona also agreed with Haman, like to kill Klal Yisrael. But the Kivin Shirosh, when it's Kaimu Atzosai, but as soon as he saw that things are going pretty bad for Haman, is Meyad Baruch, he ran away, he wasn't with Haman anymore. But I don't understand, that's what the Pasuk says. But Yishle Cholov, Vlo Yichma Miyodoi, Baruch Yivrach, and he ran away. That he had enough seichel, at least Chavona, to run away. The Chamas HaMelech Shchoch. That finally afterwards, when they denounced the kill of Haman, that's when the king calmed down. Shtei Shchichos Halolu. Loma. What does it mean? Shchoch, the double, a Lashon plural. Like he was calm two times. Achas Shomalkosh Leilam. One means that Kodesh Baruch Hu now was a little bit calm. Now that they had a degree to kill Haman, Hashem was calmed down. V'yachas Shalachshverosh, and second Achashverosh was also calmed down. V'yamalos Samstei Achas Shalesta V'yachas Shavashti. One says he calmed down now for two times. Like now we realize that the one that wanted Vashti to be killed also was Haman. So by killing Haman now, Ahasuerus got calmed off for his last two, like for his two wives. For Vashti, that he found out now Haman was the one that had her killed, and now he wanted to kill Esther, he got calmed down. So all these Nisim, they just say how godless that the Nisim Amash from Minash Shemayim. And they say it's also because Mordechai was Amash davening to Hashem Kisaydah that all these Nisim happened without the Malachim, the Nisim wouldn't have taken place. It's only because the Malachim were always there Kisaydah helping out to make the death go along. Suppose it says, Lekulam Nosan Lish Chalipa Simlas, that later when the brothers came down to Yaakov, so Yaakov gave all them Chalipa, no, Yosef. Yosef gave the brothers, when he finally revealed to them and told them, Ani Yosef, he gave them Chalipa Simlois, or the Binyamin Nosa and Chomesh Chalipois. And to Binyamin, Yosef gave to Binyamin five portions of five different types of clothing, changed the clothing. So Kashri is Efshe Dover, she inspired by Yosef Tzadik. Like we know, what was the whole Gzera? Why did Yosef at Tzadik, why did he have such a bad, his matziv? Because Yaakov, like, gave him extra, and therefore the brothers were jealous of Yosef. The whole chinna came out between Yosef and the brothers, because Yaakov gave too much to Yosef. So now Yosef himself is also giving five times the amount to the Yemen more than the other brothers. He's doing the same thing, he's going to make jealousy between the brothers. Is Esher Dovashin Tzadik, Yosef Tzadik,